Welcome back to the Union Edge of Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman.
Happy Friday, Brittany.
Happy Friday indeed. Thank you everyone for joining us today. We're having lots of fun. There's a lot of news out there happening all around us. There's a bunch of Supreme Court decisions have recently been handed down. There's just news everywhere. So we're going to try and hit as many things as we can today. And right now, we're going to talk a little bit about the Affordable Care Act ruling from yesterday. The Supreme Court ruled that it is okay. You know, you're going to keep your subsidies. And to kind of help us, you know, dig a little deeper in this, explain it to everybody in case anybody needs caught up to speed. We have Executive Director Ron Pollack from Families USA joining us right now. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks so much for inviting me.
Thanks so much for joining us. We're really glad we could have you. We seen you yesterday on TV, you know, talking about this. This is a big decision. It was a big deal. For our listeners, real quick, recap kind of what this means for them, and then maybe we'll get a little bit into some of the feedback you were kind of seeing around you as, you know, the big decision was unveiled.
Sure. So what was at issue by the court was whether people in 34 states where the federal government is running the insurance marketplaces in lieu of the states, whether people who are receiving tax credit premium subsidies that make health insurance affordable could continue getting those subsidies. The plaintiffs urge that those subsidies be withdrawn, and it would have caused millions of people to lose the subsidies. It would have made insurance unaffordable, and those folks would have rejoined the ranks of the uninsured. The court, thankfully, ruled that subsidies should be available in all 50 states, and it means that the tremendous progress that has been made via the Affordable Care Act will not be withdrawn. And in fact, we will continue to make progress because more and more people in future years will get these subsidies, will find coverage affordable, and will have the health coverage they need for themselves and their families.
Well, that's great news, and I'm really glad that this went through because of I know this would have impacted millions of people, and it's a really big deal. Having health care is a very important thing, especially it's also very important to have it affordable. I know whenever this was first handed down, we had a really interesting interview with someone. SEIU hooked us up with them. It was this woman. She was from Texas, and she pretty much firsthand talked about how this decision impacted her life, and if it weren't for this decision, then she would not have been able to keep her health care that she has. She's on the Affordable Care Act. She had had a tragic loss of her husband a couple years ago to cancer. She'd also lost her oldest son, and she was the lone person now responsible to take care of her two young children. She said, it's important to have health care because if I don't take care of myself, then who's going to be there for them if I get sick? And she said, because of this subsidy, she has a subsidy, and she's a single mom. She's trying to work on going to school, and she would not be able to afford health care and keeping herself healthy had it not been for this ruling yesterday. So I'd say this affected a lot of people.
Oh, there's no question. So we at Families USA, we keep a story bank of people and how they fare with America's health care system. And we've encountered so many people who have the kind of stories that you just described, people for whom having health insurance really is a lifesaver. It really means the difference between life and death, and certainly means a great deal in terms of protecting one's health and giving people peace of mind that they can get the care that they need when they need it. And so had the court ruled in a different way, it would have resulted in millions of people losing coverage. So many of the people we have seen, people who are in our story bank, they clearly would have had their health in jeopardy. And for some of them, their lives would have been in jeopardy. So thankfully, the court ruled 6-3 that the subsidy shall continue and people will continue to receive the health coverage they need to keep their families healthy.
Right. And one of the things that this really does for people is preventative care. And a lot of people, you don't necessarily know that it's a life or death thing. But if you have the ability to, you know, for regular preventative care and checkups and things, then it actually keeps costs down for everyone, insurance companies included.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that when you get health insurance and you can get preventative care for free, even before you have to start paying a deductible – It means that people get checkups. One of the women in our story bank who we talked to this week, when she went to get her checkup, she learned for the first time that she had diabetes. And had she not learned that, it probably meant that would have meant that her diabetes would have gotten worse. Now she's being able to take control of that. That's obviously true for people when they get checkups and they learn that they have perhaps a tumor that they had not suspected. So this actually provides real health for people by ensuring that they'll get the care they need if they learn that they need care.
And that's very true. And that's something that I feel is it's very important. And I know sometimes there's a lot of, you know, like clutter out there about understanding, you know, the Affordable Care Act and how to get on and how to get involved and things like that. And it's just hearing stories like that to me really reaffirms that, you know, like people are understanding it's becoming more of a common thing and people are embracing it. And that's it makes me really happy to see that. Because it is a great thing, and it's an awesome thing for individuals who, you know, don't have that insurance opportunity through work or are unemployed or something to that effect. And it really, I think, is going to have some great implications as things keep going down the road.
And I love that you guys have a story bank, because I think that a lot of the rhetoric that we heard before this went into action was about people who are going to mooch off of the system and blah. You know, there's a lot of misinformation, and to have stories of real people and how it's actually helping people, and like the story that Brittany told, that's not someone who's just trying to mooch the system, but who has actual hardships and reasons that they need things. I just think that it helps fight the people that seem to think that ideologically that this is a bad thing.
Well, at the same time, it also teaches people who may be eligible for help but are not aware of it. And as they hear about friends, neighbors, family members who have received help, it encourages them to look at whether this could help them as well. And so part of the reason that we use the story bank is because as people learn about others who are similarly situated, they can say, wait a minute, here's something I might want to check out. And so as a result, we've seen significant numbers of people gain coverage. You know, the Affordable Care Act has made remarkable progress, and more than one out of three people who were previously uninsured now have health care coverage. So this is a big deal. The Affordable Care Act is working as it was intended to, and we will continue to make progress.
So if people need health care and are interested in these stories and in getting on this themselves, what should they do?
Well, you can reach us through our website, familiesusa.org, and you can gain access to a lot of helpful materials, and they're all free of charge. We don't charge anything for those materials. So we're happy to help people as they try to learn more about the healthcare system and the Affordable Care Act. Come to our website, familiesusa.org.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Ron. This has been really great. And if we come across anybody, we will definitely forward them your way.
Great. Happy to be with you.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. That was Executive Director of Families USA, Ron Pollock. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Andrew Bachman, and you've been listening to the Union Edge Labor Talk Radio.